Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Hi, I'm Vincent T. Edwards here on Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. Today, I just want to share with you 10 things that are on my heart, 10 things that I believe can help improve your life and the lives of others. And you may say, who are you to make suggestions and recommendations about improving life? Well, I'm just a speaker, trainer, and pastor. But at the core, I'm a man who truly knows and believes that the more you know, the better you can become. We need to get to a place in our lives where we understand that it's not just about living for the here and now. It's also about the quality of life being lived and also setting up life for future generations. So many of us today just endure life rather than enjoy life. And as we get older, we reflect on our lives and sometimes have regrets and a case of the woulda, shoulda, couldas. I would have, I should have, I could have. And then we become victims and place blame on others rather than holding ourselves accountable for our actions and our inactions. When you understand it, man, inertia is a killer. Number one, I believe that we as blacks should take the time to learn our history. Not only learn our history, but to teach our history to our children. I can say that what I've learned about black history, I've had to go out and learn it on my own, because it's not being taught in the schools. We need to get our children, our people, to understand our history and know it. And it's not just about Black History Month. And also how our history is not separate, but it is an integral part of U.S. history. So learn our history. Number two, we should vote. And I'm not talking about your political party or your political affiliation. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. Just get out and vote. Not only that, take your kids with you when you vote and teach them and show them the process, especially in local elections and local politics, because they have more of an impact on your life at times rather than the national elections. You see, voting is almost like putting something in writing. I had a drill sergeant when I was in basic training and I got out and we had a discussion and he told me about, you know, Vincent, there's some times when, you know, I know recruits really think that I'm the worst person and I get on their nerves and they want to just leash out on me and hit me and do things. And he said they can do all of that and they can beat me to a pulp because a lot of them are bigger than I am and larger than I am. But he's pulled his pen out of his pocket and he said, Vincent, they could do all that to me. I can heal up. I'll get better. But with this little instrument, this pen, I can change their lives and ruin their lives forever by putting something in writing and sealing it. And I do believe that's what voting is all about, putting our seal of approval on someone that's going to have our best interests at heart. So vote. The other thing I think we can do better in is learning how money works. That is powerful. Learning how money works. One of the things I come to understand is that people who understand interest, you know, that thing that's charged to you monthly when you have an outstanding balance, people who understand interest earn it. And those who don't, pay it. That's powerful. Life is better when you make better financial decisions. And how can you make better financial decisions? You have to understand how money works and implement those principles to create generational wealth. You need to understand money matters. Why? Because money matters. Number four, place more emphasis on being educated rather than being entertained. I'm not saying you can't go out and have a good time, but think about it. And when I'm talking about education, I'm not talking about you have to go to some college or university, but being educated in life, being educated how things work, on processes and systems, how things work. And even in the church, understanding some things and get educated about the things of God, because we'd rather come in and hear an excellent choir singing and getting entertained rather than grasping the knowledge of what God has to say. Because he even says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And he's talking about lack of knowledge in him, but it's also about lack of knowledge and understanding where you are, how you fit in to the workplace, how you fit into the world, how you fit into this system. So place a little bit more emphasis on becoming more educated than being entertained. Number five, become owners rather than being mostly a consumer. I mean, we know how to be players on a team and spectators, but I think we need to become owners, own our own businesses, own our own companies. We've built a lot of this country, but we own very little of it. One thing I remember somebody telling me, and it may be a quote I can't recall, but if it is, it's not mine. But someone told me, you know, just invest a little bit in real estate and some land. He says, because God's not creating any more of it. So what do we own? Become an owner rather than just being a consumer, a player, and a spectator. The other thing is we need to support our own, support local black businesses. I'm not saying you just have to buy black all the time. You can't do that because we don't own a lot of things, but some of your dollars, spend them in your community, spend them with black business owners. Do I do it? Yes. I spend my money all across the board. But when I'm looking to do some things, and especially some things around my house, I look for people who own black-owned businesses. And so I can spend some of my money with them as well. Number seven, invest more in yourself rather than on yourself. We need to develop a mindset to change our mind to spend more money on ourselves and develop our mind rather than always developing our wardrobe. You know, if you change your thinking, you can change your life. If you change your thinking, you can change your life. So rather than always spending money on suits, jewelry, cars, why not spend some money on a book, an MP3, something that'll change your mind to help you get to a place to where if you understand how money works, you can have all of those things and it's not costing you anything, because when you learn how money works, your money is always working for you, and then you can buy the things you need and it won't cost you. And you can only do that by developing and investing in yourself. Number eight, just realize that life is bigger than material things and money. Things pass away. Life is more fulfilling when you realize and live out your purpose. Stop chasing things and begin pursuing your purpose with a passion. Number nine, life cannot be lived to the fullest without others. Come to a place and understand that life is about relationships. Things get done by way of relationships. People matter. Don't take them for granted. Learn to lead by serving others. Help people in life. When you help people, when you give, it'll come back to you. And number 10, you know, I saved this one for last, but it really should be number one. And I just think as a people, we need to just return to God. When we look at all the struggles that we had in this country and how we were able to overcome, at the heart of it, at the center of it, was the church. At the heart of it, at the center of it, was God. And I think we need to return back to God, and we will have a much better life. Those are my things that I just want to share. I wanted to share with you today that I think could help your life. And for me, all of this centers around knowing who you are and knowing your purpose. I want to close this poem by Helen Steiner Rice. It's just so powerful to me. And it's called "Prayers Cannot Be Answered Unless They Are Prayed." Helen Steiner Rice said, "Life without purpose is barren indeed. There can't be a harvest unless you plant seed. There can't be attainment unless there's a goal, and a man's but a robot unless there's a soul. If we send no ships out, no ships will come in, and unless there's a contest, nobody can win. For games can't be won unless they are played, and prayers can't be answered unless they are prayed. So whatever is wrong with your life today, you'll find a solution if you just kneel down and pray. Not just for pleasure, enjoyment, and health, not just for honors and prestige and wealth, but pray for a purpose to make life worth living, and pray for the joy of unselfish giving. For great is your gladness and rich your reward when you make your life's purpose the choice of the Lord." And those are the words by Helen Steiner Rice. And when you figure out your purpose, and purpose comes from God, and you do it, I'm telling you, it will improve your life and your quality of life. You can find out more about me at VincentTEdwards.com. That's VincentTEdwards.com. Until next time, I'm Vincent T. Edwards on Black Independent Network, on Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart, because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?